Banff Cochran, MLA, Ron Casey joined me on the program this morning. How are you doing today?
Very good, and thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We're going to chat today a little bit about the new provincial budget, which just came down last week. Certainly provided a lot of discussion. Did you expect this level of response?
Oh, I think so. I mean, the budget is much different than what we've seen in other years. In fact, really for decades. And so I don't think there was any question in anyone's mind that it was going to create some discussion. But of course, we wanted that to occur as well.
I understand that this budget is part of a sort of a longer-term vision that the PCs have for the province.
Absolutely. I mean, it was obvious that if we tried to make the cuts and reduce our expenditures in 1 year, it would be devastating to the province. This budget is really part of a 3-year, 5-year, 10-year window that sees us remove ourselves from the dependency on oil and see us work and live within our means.
It seems to me that a lot of the burden is placed on the individual, though, you know, things like service fees, gasoline taxes, and that sort of thing. I mean, was that the intention here?
Well, it was. I mean, truth is, someone has to pick up the difference. For example, personal income taxes haven't increased since the 1980s. And that's been wonderful for all of us living here in Alberta, and we've all had the advantage of those years. But at the same time, by not increasing taxes over the years, by not increasing some of these fees for decades, the truth is our dependence on oil became more and more. It pushed us further into that roller coaster of an economy that we've seen in Alberta.
Yeah, I guess in defense of the budget, something I've read is that, you know, even with the increases for a lot of things, we're still paying the least amount in gas taxes in the country, the least amount in income taxes in the country.
Absolutely. I mean, Alberta still has a huge tax advantage over any other province. Even with these changes this year, if we had, for example, British Columbia's tax regime, we would be collecting more than $10.5 billion. And at the end of our 3-year plan, well, that number will still be $9.6 billion. So we still have a huge tax advantage over absolutely any other province in Canada.
This new health care levy, can you speak to that a little bit?
I think we heard from Albertans that they were willing to do something around healthcare premiums, that was something that they would consider as being reasonable, rather than going back to the old premium, because to be honest, the administrative side was just tremendous. Some other places, some other provinces have gone to adding it to income tax, and so that seemed like a logical place to put it here. It also allows it to be progressive with your income. So, for example, for anyone making under $50,000 taxable income, and this is the piece that seems to have been missed somehow. It's $50,000 taxable, which means that your gross income would be somewhere around $70,000 or $75,000. At that point, you would pay nothing. Above that, then, it ramps up. The low end is $200 a year. At $130,000 of taxable income, so a gross income of $160,000 plus a year, you would be paying $1,000. So those that have the ability to pay are going to pay more. Those that do not have the ability to pay are paying less.
Have there been actually any cuts in government spending in this budget?
There's about $1.5 billion worth of cuts in this budget right now. A lot of those cuts are ramping up over the next 3 years. So at the end of that 3-year period, that number will be somewhere around $3 billion. It's about increasing revenues at the same time, bringing our spending into a line very much with the rest of Canada. We pay a premium here in Alberta, whether it's for labor or for just general services, we're paying more than most other provinces. We pay roughly $1,300 more per capita than other provinces do to deliver the services.
And why is that?
Again, some of it's our own expectations. Some of it is the growth that the province has seen. And again, when you have large bank accounts, then people want to share in that. It wasn't sustainable. It never was sustainable. And so consequently, we go to these boom and bust cycles. And of course, that hurts everyone.
Something that wasn't touched in the new provincial budget were corporate taxes as well as oil royalties. Can you speak to that a little bit?
The premier's been pretty good at getting the message out that with the reduction in oil price, that has a huge impact on our provincial revenues. But what it also does, it doesn't only affect oil and gas. It spins off to virtually every other industry in Alberta. The economy in Alberta right now is extremely fragile. And so there was a sense that any interference into commercial taxes would in fact maybe be enough to push us completely over the line. And in fact, there was lots of expert opinion that that was the case. The other thing is our corporate taxes are really more or less in line. BC is a little bit higher. Saskatchewan's a little bit higher. But to be honest, we're more or less in line. And if we want to continue to attract business into Alberta, we have to have an environment that is attractive. attractive to them. And so we can't risk putting more people out of work. We can't risk losing the investment that we need. So there was a sense that any tinkering with corporate tax structure would in fact possibly put thousands of more people out of work for a relatively small benefit.
Belated congratulations, by the way, on your acclimation for representing the PCs again in Banff Cochrane in the next election. Any word on when that might be?
Well, I wish I knew. It would make my life a lot easier if we knew, but I think we're all pretty aware that we're likely to have a spring election here, and things seem to be ramping up towards that. So,
but still no official word yet?
No official word. No, not at all.
Before we wrap things up here today, is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't really covered yet?
The Premier's been clear that the most vulnerable, including seniors, will be looked after in this budget, that those programs will be sustained. The other thing is that the capital spending through this, there's a question of, well, why go out and basically borrow money to build your capital right now? Well, previously, when we've gone into these economic downturns, we've stopped building everything. And so coming out the other end, when the economy is booming, then we have a huge infrastructure deficit left behind us. And we're also paying more because, of course, then the cost of everything increases as well. So we're going to see schools continue to be built, healthcare facilities continue to be built, seniors facilities. And so the necessary infrastructure that we need will continue to be built even through this.
MLA Ron Casey, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Okay, thank you.